Okay. Today's daf nun tes. We are on nun ches amid beis by the second wide line. Zu mishnu shona. The Mishnah had said that originally, if somebody bought land from a sukrikin, it was theirs, because we assumed that the owner, the original Jewish owner, would rather live than fight over land. Therefore, the transfer to the Sukrikin was valid, and the Sukrikin can resell it. That was Zumitzvah Rishona. But Bezen Shalacharein Amr Halakech, and the Sukrikin knows in Labalam Revia. But if you buy land from the Sukrikin, you have to pay the original owner one quarter. Now, the Gemara, the whole discussion now is going to be, is that really a quarter? Is it a third? Is it a fifth? If you paid $100, so do you have to give $33 to the original owner? That's a third. Or 25, which is a quarter. But once you give the 25, the total becomes 125. So it's not really a quarter anymore. That's what the whole discussion is going to be. So Amar Rav said, Revia Bekarka, oh, Revia Bemos, you can give a quarter of land, you can give a quarter of the land back, or a quarter in money. Ushmul Omar, no, Revia Bekarka, a quarter of the land, Shehein Shlish Bemos, which is really a third in money. In other words, if you give, let's say, one quarter of the land, right, divide the land into four, it's paid $25 per quarter. But if you're going to, so then you can give a quarter. But if you're paying in cash, we'd have to give $33. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? Mar savar nechi reviyazavin, according to Shmuel, there's a quarter, the Sukrikin, why'd I have to do this, by the way? Because the Sukrikin don't really want to hold on to the land. They didn't take this land to cultivate it. They took it to resell it. Right? They're a bunch of gangsters. They took it to resell it as quick as they could. So, they will discount it to get rid of it. So therefore, that discount you have to give to the original owner. It's only fair. So Mar Savar Shmuel held Nechi Reviya Zavin. They discounted a quarter. Umar Savar Nechi Chumsha Zavin. And Rav held, they discounted a fifth. So a fifth is really a quarter before you pay the fifth. Therefore, that's why he held a quarter, and that's why Shmuel held a third. Meisvei, but wait a minute, we have a brisa which seems to support Rav. Zu Mishnah Rishona. That was the original, but Bezdin Ashlacharehen, the later Bezdin, came along and said, Amru, they said, Halokeach min HaSekrikin, if somebody buys land from a Sekrikin, Nosin Labailam Revia, they pay a quarter, and Viyad Bailam Al Yona, the original owner has the upper hand. Ratzu Mikarka Notlin, Ratzu Mimos Notlin. He could take it with cash, or he could take it with land, it's up to him. And Amosai, when is all this true? Bizman She'ein Biyadon Likeach. If the original owner doesn't have the means to rebuy it, aval yesh biyadon likeach, but if he has the original means to buy it, hein kodmin l'chol adam, you are not allowed to take precedent over him. You have to give him the opportunity to buy it back himself. Rabbi Hoshe Bezdin, Rabbi convened the Bezdin, Umino and Unimnu, and decided she'im shasa b'fnei sikrikin shnei maser chodesh, that if he waited for 12 months, they couldn't come up with the money for 12 months. He's not coming up with that money. Then kol hakodem likach zocha. Whoever gets it first will be zocha. Aval nosin labalim revia bekarka. He could pay revi in karka or revi b'mos or revi of cash. That supports Rav that it's a revias. So the Gemara says not necessarily true. Amar Rav Ashi kitan yahi la'achas shebo mos yado. No, this could mean after he got the money. After he got the money, it turns out to be a quarter, but beforehand it would really be a third. Okay, depends on how you look at the money. Whether it's before or after, whether it's when we say that if it's $100, is it $125 becomes it? Is that a quarter or is that a fifth? Or the $33 beforehand, is that a third? Or after you pay it, it can become a quarter. Okay. That ends all the discussion of Sukrikin. We really have a gadata now till the Mishnah. And here we go. Amar Rav. Rav said, but Rav is on the border of being a Tana and being an Amora. So Rav says, Ana Havai. B'manyana de'bei Rebbe. I was in that Bezdin of Rebbe. I was part of that Bezdin of Rebbe. Right, Rebbe's a Behud HaNasi, the last Tana, the codifier of the Mishnah. That's tomorrow's daf. Part of it anyway. So Rebbe was the last Tana, and he had a Bezdin who decided it's the Greek issue. Rav was he was on that Bezdin. And Rav said the following. I was on that Bezdin. Uminai didi mino bereisha, and they began the give and take of paskening with me. So Rashi says, either he was, it's a machlokas, either he was a Beinoni, and they thought it was him, he was a Beinoni, or he was the lowest. Either one. What? They probably didn't call him Rav. It's fascinating. So Rav, very interesting. Some say that, I saw here, they quoted here in the Vesifta, that there's a sefer called the Yonas Elaim that said that Rav's name was Abba. Right? There is a Rebbe Abba who's quoted in the Zohar, which was written by Rav Shimon bar Yochai in the cave way before. Right? And this sefer says that this Rebbe Abba quoted in Zohar is Rav. There's a theory out there that Rav was a Makobel. Because Rav is always the one who was Shasak in the Gemara. He's always quiet. Rav is always the one that was Menamnein. He's always dozing. He's always in a trance. So there's a theory out there that Rav was a Makobel. Anyway, Rav, says the sefer, is the Rebbe Abba quoted in the Zohar? So he must have lived 300 years, at least. Because the Mishnah was written in around the year 240, 250 was when the Mishnah was written. So let's say Rav lived another 10 years after that. So the first, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai, no, it doesn't have to be 300, it could be less than that. Rav Shimon bar Yochai lived after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, not that much after, within 100 years after. So Rav's got to be, if Rav's quoted the Zohar, if that's Rav, he's got to be at least 200 years old, at least. Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the time of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva died. What? The Bar Kokhba revolt was 135. So Rabbi Akiva died then. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai had to be at least 20 by then. Right? So he's got to be 200. At least 100. He's an old man. They say he's 300-400 years old. That's already a little bit of a... That doesn't have to be, you don't have to say he was that old. That's fascinating. This is the same Rav. Okay, it's very interesting. I'm sure there's literature about it. I once heard this from... Rabbi Reisman said it. Rabbi Reisman in Brooklyn said that Rav... There's a theory out there that Rav was a Makobel. Based on all these, like... vague references about him. Anyway, so the Gemara asks, Vanan Tanan, Dine Mamanis, Vatiris, Vatumos, Maschilim min Agadol. When it comes to Dine Mamanis, or Dine Tiris, or Tumas, we begin deciding, deliberating from the greatest of the Sanhedrin. Right? We said that by Rav Chaim and of Kulas, that, but when it comes to Dine Mamanis, then you start by the lowest. Why? It's by the Pasuk. For Dine Nefashos, Maschilim min Atzad. When it comes to Nefashos, we start by the lowest. Why? Because it says in Parashat Mishpatim, Losana al Riv, and the word Riv is without a Yud, so we read it Losana al Rav. When it comes to Dine Mamanis, you can't go against the Rav. You can't go against your teacher. Now, of course, we know that even if they're taking the guy out to be executed and somebody comes with a reason why he should be found not guilty, of course we'll reopen the case. We'll do anything to reopen the case. So what does that mean, Losan al Rav? It means that when you deliberate, you start with the lowest. That's all it means. So this was not a case of Dine Nefashos. This is a case of Dine Mamanis. So why is Rav going first? Rebbe, who is the greatest one, should have gone first. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Berei de Rav, Rav of Itam, Rav Hillel, Berei de Rav Veles, very interesting name, Shiny Minyana de Be Rebbe. Rebbe's bezin was different. He had a practice. He had a minug to always start from the smallest to the greatest. He didn't have to, but that was his minug. Okay. And by the way, so it makes sense to say that Rav has the status of a Tana, because he hung out with the Tanoim. He was mamish in a way. He was really a Tana. So gets to the whole larger issue. What's the difference between a Tana and a Mora? But Rav was certainly on the cusp. I think there's two places in Shas where we say that about Shmuel. That Shmuel also can be a Tana and argue on a Braisa or a Mishnah. But I think they're the only two, as far as I know. What? Because he was with the Tanoim. He was with the Tanoim. He was with the last generation of the Tanoim. He's the first Amora. So with them, he's the lowest. He's the greatest Amora. He's the first Amora. But with a Bezin full of Tanoim, he was the smallest.
He lived that long.
Really. What can I tell you? Vamar Rab. What?
It doesn't have to be him.
It's one sheet out there. It's a difficult sheet to say that Rav was a Talmud of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's a very unusual. It's very interesting. It's very fascinating. It's very cool. I don't know how accurate that is. No, you know why it's not so accurate? Because there's nowhere where he's called Rebbe Abba. It's not really called that. That's not how he's referred. Why not? That's a good question. When did he become being called Rav? When he was 10 years old, they called him Rav? Probably not. Right? So when did that happen? Right? That's the question. Or is it, you know, it's like anachronistic. We rewrote it as always being Rav. Right? When he was in the yeshiva.
He's the lowest guy in the basement, they were calling him Rav.
Right. Right.
In front of
exactly. It's hard to understand. So is that the editor's writing of it, or is that really what it was? So we don't know. Vamarab Bered Rav of Itamer of Hillel Bered Rav Velas. Since we mentioned one vart from them, it's an entirely other vart, totally out of left field, which is Miyamos Moshe v'ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, Lo Matzinu Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. We never had Torah and greatness. What does greatness mean? All the Mefarshim explained. Greatness means authority. It means authority. It means the ability to have the Klai Yisrael respect and listen to him at the Gadol. You never had anybody between Moshe and Rebbe. There was nobody like that. All wrapped up in one person. There was no such person. So the Gemara says, "Velo, Havi Yehoshua." What about Yehoshua? So the Gemara says, "Havi Elazar." Elazar was there also, and Rashi points out, and some say Elazar was greater than Yehoshua in learning. Yeshua was pretty big, but Elazar was just as big. Therefore, we can't mention Yehoshua because there was somebody else at the same time. V'ha'avi Elazar. So what about Elazar? After Yehoshua died, Elazar was still around. So the Gemara says, Ha Pinchas. There was Pinchas that was still there. V'ha'avi Pinchas. What about Pinchas? After Elazar died, we know Pinchas lived for a very long time. So the Gemara says, Ha'avi Zakenim. There was a Zakenim. So the Gemara says, Ha'avi Shaul. What about Shaul? Shaul was a God of Adar, and he was also the Melech. So the Gemara says, Ha'avi Shmuel. There was Shmuel. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the other way around? What about Shmuel? Before Shaul was so great, there was still Shmuel. Who asked that question? The Marsha. Because Shmuel was never he wasn't a person of authority. He was a Navi. They weren't held in the same regard as a leader. A leader. He's a Baal Musar. They don't count. All the Mefarshim, what about Asnil ben Kenaz? What about all these people that are all throughout Navi? Why aren't they on this list? So, everyone, there's always an answer. Right? None of the Shoftim are here. Not one Shofet here. Right? Because, again, they might not have had, not many of them were not Gedolim in Torah. All of them are, some of them are very good questions. Why aren't they on this list? The Gemara says, V'hanach Nafshe, but Shaul died. Some Shmuel died while Shaul was still alive. So there was a time when Shaul was around and nobody else was around. So the Gemara says, no, Kulu Shani Kamrinan. We're talking about their entire life. Doesn't mean the entire life, most of their life. Shaul died like 4 or 5 months after Shmuel. It was a very small amount of time that they were, I believe. What?
Right.
David was there. But David might not have been the leader then. David wasn't recognized as the leader then. So the Gemara says, Ahavi David. What about David? So the Gemara says, no, you can't say David because Ha'ira Ha'iri was alive at the same time. And Rashi says, there's a Medrash or a Gemara that says that he taught David Torah. So how could David be the greatest in Torah if this guy was there also? So the Gemara says, Vaha Noach Nafshe, but he died. So the Gemara, same answer, Kuli Shani Ba'inan, right? We require somebody who was alive the entire time. And David was not alive. David's authority did not last his whole life, because for part of it, this person was alive. Vaha Havi Shlomo. What about Shlomo? Who? Shimon ben Gera. Shimon ben Gera was alive at the same time. And Shimon ben Gera was greater than Shlomo, believe it or not, in some kind of Torah. Vaha Katle, but he was killed. So Gemara says, yeah, Kulu Sharni Kabrina. We're talking about his entire life. And for Shlomo's entire life, there was somebody else there. Ha'avi Chizkia. What about Chizkia? Chizkia could have been Mashiach. He was so great. So Gemara says, yeah, Havi Shevna. Shevna was alive at the same time. Some take out this line. Some take out the whole Chizkia. And then the Gemara says, yeah, but of Iktal, he was killed. Again, same answer. Ha Kulu Sharni Kamrina. We're talking about his entire life. For having Ezra, what about Ezra? Having Nehemiah ben Chachalkia was at the same time as Ezra. And he was just as great, maybe not in Torah, but certainly in authority. Amar of Acha Bered Rava, Ach Ani Omar, I'm also going to add on, Miyamos Rebbe, the Ad Rav Ashi, from the days of Rebbe until Rav Ashi. Lo matzinu Torah gedul b'makom echad. You don't have Torah and authority in one person. V'lo, you don't have Torah and authority in one person. V'lo, you don't. V'ha havi Huna Bar Nasan. What about Huna Bar Nasan, who Rashi says was great in both? And the Gemara says the Chinese Huna Bar Nasan, the Mikayev havi Kayev l'le Rav Ashi. True, he was as great as Rav Ashi, but he subordinated himself to Rav Ashi. He let Rav Ashi be the leader in both, and therefore we don't count him. Even though he might have been on paper, he might have been just as great as Rav Ashi in both. But since he subordinated himself, he's not on the list. So it comes out, Ein Yaakov points out, the three great books of our tradition, which is the Torah, the Mishnayos, and Shas, and Gemara, were all transmitted by people that were the number one person of the generation. It's very easy to make that authoritative. It's very hard to argue on somebody who's got it all. And that's why, one of the reasons, it's very easy for Rebbe to say, here we go, it's going to be tomorrow's daf, he's going to do something radical, Rebbe. To write down the Mishnayos was not done. Imagine somebody did something that no one ever did before. Right? So when you're Rebbe, when you've got it all, it'll be accepted. Imagine Rav Ashi. Nobody did that. Nobody even did what he did. Can you imagine today somebody doing something that no one ever did before? Right? Because we don't have anybody that's Torah and authority in one person. So if we don't have somebody like that, they get put in Cherim and who knows what happens. But when Rebbe does it and Rav Ashi does it, that's true. When Rebbe does it, Rav Ashi does it. Two amazing people, Torah and authority, and some include Ashiras. They had it all. So when they put down the Shas and they put down the Mishnayos in one book, something that was never done before, something that was usher to do. It was usher to do it. We're going to see tomorrow. It was not permitted, and they did it anyway. That becomes the Masorah. Okay. Ravina was Rav Ashi's helper. He lived after Rav Ashi. He was a little younger than Rav Ashi. He's credited. We always say Ravina Rav Ashi, but it was Rav Ashi is the one that actually did it. Ravina was like a helper. Yeah. Fine. Right, we haven't learned actually anything about Gittin for a long time, right? And we're not going to keep on going. More takanos that were done to help society, even though this mission doesn't say that. That's what it is. So the halacha is as follows: a deaf person and a deaf boy and a deaf girl are allowed to get married. Midrabanan. Midrashah, they can because they're considered people who don't have das. But midrabanan, we don't want them sitting around being idle. Not having a fit, not having any kind of relationship. So midrabanan, they can get married. What about getting divorced? So it's very interesting. If they got married as regular people, daraisa, and then in the middle of the marriage, one of them becomes a cheresh, they can never get divorced. Because now their marriage is a daraisa, but the divorce is only going to be the rabbanan. But we're not talking about such a tragedy. That's a very tragic case. That happens. We're talking about either married normal, or now, same thing with children. People that are katanim. Normally, they have no das. They're considered as if they have no das. The Vilna Gaon at 12 years old knew shas, but he didn't have das to make a kinyan. Considered that someone that have das. Midrabanan, we made certain rules for the benefit of society that we're going to give them das. So here we go. Cheresh, a cheresh. Romeis, he can hint. He can hint that he wants to buy that box of cereal in the grocery store. Ah, he has no das. What kind of society would it be if the guy can't walk into a store and buy some groceries? So he can't speak, he can't hear, but he can hint. He can hint. Vinirmas, and we can hint back to him. You want that box? You want that box. And then you have a society. Uben besira omer, kofetz v'nikvatz. Kofetz v'nikvatz means he can mouth it without really speaking, just, you know, mouthing what he wants, and we can mouth back to him. Bimetaltalin, when it comes to metaltalin, when it comes to groceries. Hapuatos, children, right? They have no das. Mekhan, mekach, but if they walk into the candy store and give you a dollar and buy some candy, that's a valid kinyan. Midrabanan, we're going to make that a valid kinyan. Why? Otherwise, you can't have a society like that without children being able to go to a store. 12-year-old kid can't go into a store. Umemachron, memkar, and their sales are valid sales. Bimetalfalin, right? Not karka. Not karka. Right? They can't buy land. That already is a whole different world. That there's no benefit for society for that. If a cotton needs to, you can appoint an apotropos, right? If it's an estate, if the father dies and the kids are stuck, you'll appoint somebody. That doesn't help society. But you tell your kid, go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, it would be a crazy society if we wouldn't allow that to happen. Midaraisa, that can't happen. They have no das to make a kinyan. But Rabbanan, we allow it. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say it, it's just to help society. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, machlokes be metaltalim. The whole machlokes between whether or not a cherish can hint, or it has to be, or he can mouth it, is metaltalim. Avo begitin, divya kol berumiza. If he wants to divorce her midarabbanan, because the whole marriage is midarabbanan, everybody agrees it has to be berumiza. He can't mouth the get. And the Gemara says, Bapshita, be metaltalim time. The Mishnah says straight up in metaltalim. So why would I think a get should be different? So the Gemara says, no, Mahadatema after Metalkalan. I would have thought even Metalkalan, and for sure a get, Kamash Malon, our mission didn't read like that. But Ikad Amri, there was another version, the Amr of Nachman, Machlokes from Metalkalan. The Machlokes is by Metalkalan. Kach Machlokes by Gittin. And the same Machlokes by Gittin. Aye, Vanon Metalkalan Tanan, but our mission says Metalkalan. Yes, Ema after Metalkalan. Yes, their mission, these people read the mission to say even Metalkalan, and of course, a get. Now, hapuatos mechan mekach umamcha mincha b'metaltalin, the ad kama, how young, or at what age, a one-year-old boy walks into a grocery candy store? No, at what age? So, machmer of Yehuda, or Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda demonstrated, I don't know what this means, demonstrate. Machmer means demonstrated. He demonstrated to his son, Kvarshit Kvarshev, 6 or 7 year old kid. What does it mean, he demonstrated? No, when you demonstrate, you show something. Right, it's a demonstrative act. What do you demonstrate? I don't know what that means. But 6 or 7 year old kids, Rav Kahana Amar Kvarshev Kvar Tamni, 7 or 8. What do you mean 7 or 8? So the Farshim says the younger numbers for the girls and the older numbers for the boys. Right, girls will mature faster. So what an 8 year old boy could do, a 7 year old girl could do. And Mastisa Tani, another bride said Kvar Tesha Kvar Eser, 9 or 10. For Lo Pligi, there's no machlokes. Kol Chad V'Chad Lefi Chorfe. It all goes by the kid. Some kids, a 9 year old kid, yeah, ready to go to the supermarket, and some kids got to wait till they're 10 or 11. It all depends on the kid. There's no machlokes, there's no set rule. There's no set rule. Each child depends on when they're mature enough to go. The time of my, what's the reason for this? Amar Abba, Amar Yaakov, Amar Yochanan, Mishum Kedei Chayov. So they should have life. They should be able to go to a store and buy some food. That's society. Now, the next member is the same people. It has nothing to do with this at all. It says in the pasuk in Malachim days, "Vayomer la'asher al hamalascha." They said about the malascha. We'll try to find out what that word means. Hote levush l'chol avdei habal. Oh, they were wearing it. So my malascha. What is that? My malascha. Amr of Abba, Amr Yaakov, Amr of Yochanan. Davar hanimlal v'nimtach. It's something that is rolled and stretched. A certain kind of material that's rolled and stretched. Kiyaser of Dimi, Amr of Yochanan. Shigar lo benuyim ben nuyim. This guy, Benuyim Benuyim, sent along Le Rebbe, he sent to Rebbe. Sivni v'choma sa'asla v'mal mala. 4 kinds of garments. Sivni v'chomeis kamguza upalga damguza. It was so fine that you could fold it like the size of a nut and a half. That's how fine you could fold it. And sa'asla umalala kipiskita upalga kipiskita. You could fold it like the size of 1.5 acorns. What does that mean? Davar hanimlal, it means something that's folded and rolled, v'nimtach and stretched, v'tahavasan and woven. Ad, fine. That's all. That member's there because it's the same people that said it. That's nothing to do with anything. Now the Gemara says ad kama. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to rip off an adult, but you're not allowed to overcharge. You're not allowed to overcharge for a product. What's the price of overcharging for a cotton? And the Gemara says the exact same charge. Amr of Yona, Amr of Zera, Ad Shtut Kigadol. Just like a sixth, just like an adult, no different. Baya Baya Matana So Mai. What about a matana? Can you give a matana to a cotton? Nah, that's not really necessary for society. So if you give a matana to a cotton, does that work? So Rav Yemar Amr Ein Matana So Matana. It does not work. Mar Baravashi Amr Matana So Matana. It does work. Now, one time, Afchu of Ishadre LeKabed of Mordechai, they once told the Mordechai over, but they switched the names and said the opposite opinion for these names. So Amalei, Zilu Omar, Amru LeBar Mar, Lav Hachi. It's not true. Havi Uvda Ki Havi Komar, Chad Kari Arav, Chad Kari Adarga. There was once a time when he was standing on the steps. So he had one foot on the step, one foot on the ground. Va'amrulei Matana Zomai, and we asked him, what's the story with the Matana? This is the person of Mar Baravashi. He said it's good. And you told him, Mordechai, you told me that he said it was no good. So, right, the answer is because we mixed up the names. Achat patana shchimira, achat patana zberia. It doesn't make a difference if it's a shchimira or a healthy person. Achat patana meruba, achat patana buetes. Whether it's a lot or a little, it's all a good matana. Okay. Next Mishnah, very very interesting Mishnah. It's actually a very halachah l'maaseh that comes up a lot here in the shul. Comes up in a lot of shuls. Here we go. Eilu devarim amru b'nei darkei shalom. These are the following things we said for darkei shalom. It's slightly different than tikkun olam. Tikkun olam means society can't function. Here, society can function, we just don't want fights. So to get rid of fights, we're going to do the following rules. What are the following rules? Kohen kore rishon. Kohen gets the first aliyah. What? We're going to get the Gemara's ask that question. Kohen gets the first aliyah. Why should Kohen get the first aliyah? So, the Mishnah says, no fights. Darkei shalom. It's not tikkun olam. The world will go crazy if a Kohen doesn't get first aliyah. No, the world won't go crazy. But it's to prevent fighting. And the Acher of Levi, afterwards goes a Levi. The Acher of Yisrael, afterwards goes Yisrael. Mipnei darkei shalom. Again, the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says it twice, right? So the one I saw a pshat. Why did it say twice? It's two rules here. One, the Kohen goes first, and two, the Levi goes second. It's two separate rules. Or we have competing interests. On the one hand, we have a rule of Malin Bekodesh Ein Moridin, right? Which would mean that we should give Yisrael first. We'll move up the ladder in Kedusha. So give Yisrael first, then a Levi, then a Kohen. But we also have a rule that we give Kedima to Kedusha. So it's two competing. So we're picking that one over that one. It's a machlokes if it's befanav or not. Okay. Now other rules about darkei shalom, which are not going to be discussed today. They'll be discussed tomorrow. Ma'arav mebayis yoshan mebnei darkei shalom. If you have an eruv in a house, right? All the people live in the chatzar. Right, remember this from Erevin? All the people live in the chatzar. They would collect food and leave it in one house. So and then that made all the houses like one big house, and then you can carry in the courtyard on Shabbos. So if there was a minog every year, they left the Erev in that guy's house, leave it in that guy's house. Then they darkei shalom. Or you can change it to put the other guy's house. And many communities had it in the shul. In Tzfas, there's a shul in Tzfas where it's hanging, the Erev is hanging on the pole in the shul. Right? I saw it there in Tzfas. So leave it in the same house. If they darkei shalom. Next, bar shehu karov la'ama. If you had an irrigation system where people were allowed to divert the water from the well to let it water their own fields, so who got kedima over when you could divert the water? The one that was bar shehu karov la'ama, the one that was closest to the canal, mismali rishon. He went first. Then they darkei shalom again for darkei shalom. Now mitzudos chayev ofos v'dogim. Yesh behen mishum gezel mei darkei shalom. Let's say you trapped an animal. The halacha is, minat Torah, the animal doesn't become yours until you actually take possession of it. Just because it's in your trap, it doesn't mean it's yours midaraisa. But that would be very bad. That could cause a lot of fighting. So we made a takana that it belongs to the guy who trapped it, even though he didn't touch it yet. And you can't go take it out of that trap. Rabbi Yossi Omar, gezel gomer. We even treated it like a gezel daraisa. What that means exactly, but it's even more machmer, on you. Next, Matthias Cheres Shote Vekatan, Yesh Behem Mishum Getzel. Again, a 6-year-old boy finds a Matthias. So, again, Minatora, he has no ability to be Makona anything. So you can walk over and take it away from him. No, Mibdei Darkei Shalom, we don't let you do that. Mibdei Darkei Shalom. Rabbiosi Omar, Getzel Gomer. It's even worse, even Getzel Gomer. Ani Hamanaki Barosh, if an Ani is on top of a tree, and he's cutting off like leket or peya, he's cutting off some olives, then has this ma shetachtav gezel midarkei shalom. So whatever falls to the ground, he didn't go down there and get it yet. He cut it off. So technically, he can go be cutting it off, and I'm down there waiting to catch it all, and I go home with it. I'm not allowed to do that. Minatar, I'm allowed to do that. He didn't code it. So I can pick it up off the floor. But you know what? He's up there doing all the work. The midarkei shalom, it belongs to him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gezel Gomor. Again, it's Gezel Gomor. Ein, Mamchin, Biad Oni, Ovdei, Kochavim, Beleket Sheikh Rupea, Bnei Darkei Shalom. Last one, if a guy comes in there and starts to collect, an Oni, and starts to collect Leket Sheikh Rupea, we don't stop him, they daka shalom. That would cause fights. We don't want to do that. All these things in the Mishnah are because of fights. All we're going to discuss now is the Kohen getting the first Aliyah. So the Gemara says, Menahani Mili, how do you know? How do you know what? How do you know the Kohen gets the first Aliyah? So the Gemara said, it's because what? Right. 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 So who asked that question? The Chassam Sofer, he says, because of Darkei Shalom, we would have had an order. We would have picked an order. Why did we pick this order? That's what the Gemara wants to know. That's the answer to your question, Seth. We would have picked an order. You have to have an order who goes first by the Elias. So why did you pick a Kohen? Oh, that's based on Sukkim. Menahani Mili, how do you know? Amr of Masna, Damar Kra, Vayichtav Moshe, Tatorah Hazos, Vayitna Ela Kahanim, B'nei Levi. Right? So the Gemara says, Atu Ano Lo Yadana, De Kahanim, B'nei Levi, Ninu. Aren't Kahanim, B'nei Levi? So the Gemara says, Ela, Kohen, Beresha, Fahadar Levi. Kohen goes first, then a Levi. These are very difficult limudim, because look at the next one. Ritzach Nafcha Omar Mehacha, V'nikshua Kohanim, B'nei Levi. Where's that Pasuk? V'nikshua Kohanim, B'nei Levi. Since last week's parsha by Egla Rufa. So by Egla Rufa it says that the Kahana of the B'nai Levi are going to come and measure the corpse. Or they're going to come and tumble there with Egla Rufa. So from there we see, Atu Anai Lo Yadana the Kahana B'nai Levi Ninu. Don't we know that they are Kahana B'nai Levi? So the Gemara says, Ella, from here we see, from Egla Rufa of all places, Ella Korin B'Reisha V'Hadar Levi. Korin goes first, Levi goes second. So what kind of limit is that? That in Egla Rufa it says Korin B'nai Levi, that Korin gets the first Aliyah? What's the connection? It's a difficult limud. Ravashi Amar Mehacha B'nei Amram Aaron Moshe V'yavdil Aaron LaHakdisho Kodesh Kedoshim. Right, that makes sense. Aaron was separated to be holy. The Kahanim are more holy. Ravchia Bar Abba Amar Mehacha V'kidashto. It's a pasuk in the Torah. L'chol Davar Sheva Kedusha. L'chol Davar Sheva Kedusha. That pasuk, by the way, is really talking about a Kohen Gadol, but we apply it to all Kahanim. But there's an Indian of the Kiddush, though, that a Kohen has extra Kedusha. Only a Kohen is allowed to go into the Kodesh. Only a Kohen is allowed to be involved in Karbanos. Only a Kohen is allowed to eat certain Kachim. They have more Kedusha. They get the first Aliyah. Tana Deveri Bishmal, the Kiddush, though, Lechal Davar Shev Kedusha. Lifsarach Rishon, they speak first. Levarech Rishon, they bench first. They bless first. Litol Mana Yafa Rishon, they take the first portion. The Magen Avram wondered, why is it that we're not nizer in this? How come people aren't nizer in this? Yes, we do try to give a Kohen to bench first. That's what we do. We don't give the Kohen the first portion. We don't treat Kahanim the way it seems they should be treated. Why not? No, to speak first at a drasha, to give a, right? So why don't we do that? So he suggested, because we're not really certain anybody's a Kohen. That's what his suggestion was. The Mishnah Berurah said, you should be nizer in it. Should try. It's an Indian of a Kiddush, though. Should try. What?
It's a Kohen.
It was a Kohen. Amalei Abayler of Yosef. B'nei Darkei Shalom? So what are you telling me now? But the reason why a Kohen gets a first Aliyah is because of Darkei Shalom? Daraisa he. It's a Daraisa. It's a positive of a Kiddush, though. What do you mean Darkei Shalom? Because Darkei Shalom, the Kohen goes first. He has to go first. Daraisa. So Amalei, Daraisa, yes, it's a Daraisa, Ubevnei Darkei Shalom. And it's a Daraisa because of Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara says, Kol Torah, Kol Naim, Nei Darkei Shalom. The whole Torah is Darkei Shalom. Dechsev, Dacher, Darkei Noam, V'chol Nisiv, V'tzeh, Shalom. Right? So the whole Torah is peaceful. So what do you mean that we the Torah designed that Kohen gets first Aliyah because to be peaceful? The whole Torah is peaceful. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amar Abaya, L'kidamar. Like Rava said, the Tanya, Shnayim Amtinim Zeh Lezeh Bekaara. If two people are reading together, it's appropriate they should wait for each other. Shlosha Ein Mamtinim. Three, you don't have to wait. And also Habatea Hu Poshi Ado Tchila, the guy who's breaking the bread for the Chevra, he really is the one that would get the first portion. The Yabal Lachlo Kavod L'Rabo, and if he wants to give the Kavod to do that to his Rebbe, O L'misha Gadol Mimenu, or to someone greater than him, Harishus Biyado. He's allowed to. Omar v'Omar Mar Allah and Mar said on that Lo Shanu Ella B'Suda. That's only true by a Suda. Aval Beis HaKnesses Lo. A Kohen is not allowed to be mochel his first Aliyah. He's not allowed to. Why not? The Osilan Suya. He'll cause fights. That's the Kiddush, though. That's the Darkei Shalom. Yes, he gets first because it's Vikidashto. What's the Darkei Shalom? He can't be Mocholet. Not a lot of, the big halacha discussion, can you send him out? Can you send the Kahanim out? That's a big discussion. Many people are makel about that. That's a halachic discussion. But they can't be mochel. Right? We need the aliyah. He can't say, I'm mochel, don't worry about it, it's fine by me. But by a meal, you could do that. The person that's designed to get the first, to lead the meal, he's the balabas, whatever it is, he can be mochel, that's someone better than him. But a kohen cannot do it. Amar of Masna, Hadamar to Beit HaKnesses says, that which we said in the shul, lo, that he cannot be mochel, lo amor yalav Shabbos is yom tovim. That's only on Shabbos and Yontif. The shchichi rabim, because there's a big olam on Shabbos. Aval, b'sheni, b'chamishi, lo. But Mondays and Thursdays, he's allowed to be mochel. Why? Because in those days, it was a small crowd anyway. Today, there's a whole like this at all. There's never a time where a kohen's going to be mochel. Bigger crowds on Monday and Thursday. 80, is that true? For Rav Huna Kari Bekahani B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, Rav Huna got called up first on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he was a Yisrael. So the Gemara says, China Rav Huna Dafilu Rav Amir Rav Asi Kahani Chashivi Deretz Yisrael Mikafu Dekayfilei. Yeah, because even the great Kahanim would subordinate themselves to Rav Huna. That's different. That was then. Today we never do that. We never do that. Amar Abaya Naktinan. We have a tradition. Ein Sham Kohen. If there's no Kohen, Nisparda Chavila. The bundle is unraveled. What does that mean? What do you do if there's no Kohen?
Israel.
What? Israel. Do you give it to Israel or do you give it to a Levi? Do you give it to a... What? No, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. I never knew this till left. I thought it was Fielder's choice. I always thought you give it to whoever you want. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, the Mechaber says, it's fascinating, Kuf Lamed Hei. The Mechaber says, "In ein kohen bebeis hakneses, there's no kohen. Kore Yisrael b'makom kohen. You call up a Yisrael. The lo yala achrav Levi. But you don't call up a Levi after that. The Ramah avol rishon yuchal lalav. But a Levi you can call up first, right? You don't have a kohen. You call a Levi first. It says the Mishnah Berurah, the lo gora b'Yisrael. He's no worse than Yisrael." The dafka kishein Yisrael gadol mehalevi. That's only if the Levi is the greatest one in the room. The ilav hachi yikruhu rishon v'shuv lo yikruhu leili klal. So what do? You call up the greatest one in the room. You don't call up a Levi. Right? I never knew that. I thought you could call up a Levi if you want. You call up Yisrael if you want. So the Mishnah Berurah said you call up the greatest one there. I never knew that. That's pretty interesting. Okay, that could also cause fights. So maybe that. Right, and it also causes fights. Right, whenever there's not a coin in the room, you're looking around, who's the guy they picked? Right? V'amar Abaya Naktinan, Ein Shom Levi. I'm sorry. V'amar Abaya, Ein Shom Levi, Kore Kohen. If there's no Levi, you call a Kohen. The Gemara says, Ain't that true? V'amar Abaya Yochanan, Kohen Achar Kohen, Lo Yikri Mishun Pagomo Shal Rishon. You can't call a Kohen after another Kohen, because we're going to think the first Kohen's no good. Levi achar Levi lo yikra begam shnehem. You can't call Levi after Levi, because we're going to think they're both not really Leviim. So how could you call, if there's no Levi, how could you call a second Kohen? So the Gemara says, ki karinan ba'osa Kohen. We're talking about the same Kohen, which is what we do. When there's no Levi, the same Kohen gets twice. And then the Gemara says, maishna Levi achar Levi de'ikra begam shnehem. How come there's a Levi after a Levi? We say that we can't call two Leviim in a row. Why not? Because we're going to think they're both not Leviim. And how come the Amri Chad Minayu Lav Levi who? We're going to say one of them is not a Levi. But Kohen Achar Kohen. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Maishna Levi Achar Levi Dikem Begam Shneim. How come the Levi after a Levi? We said what? That we're afraid they're both not Leviim. But when we said we're going to call Kohen Achar Kohen, we're only going to think the first Kohen's not a Kohen. What's the difference? You hear the question? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, the Amri, Chad Minayu Lav Levi Hu. We're going to say one of them is not a Levi. Kohen Achar Kohen, Nami Amri Chad Minayu Lav Kohen Hu. Same thing by Kohen Achar Kohen. So the Gemara says, Kigon, the Muchzik Lon Bavu, the Hashenid, the Kohen Hu. No, the second Kohen, everybody knows he's a real Kohen. But so only afraid about the first Kohen. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, the Muchzik Lon Bavu, the Hashenid, the Levi Hu. Maybe the second guy, we know he's a Levi. So that's not consistent. Ella, you know what? Amri Mamzeres or Nasina Nasiv. Maybe we're going to think that he married a Mamzeres or a Nasina Upasle Lazare, and the Zera is no good. He's not really a Kohen. But the same thing by Levi. Hacha Nami. Amri Gerusha O Chalutza Nasiv. The Achle Lazare. Maybe he somehow this is a, he married a Gerusha or a Chalutza. So why by the Kohen are we only afraid of the first Kohen, and by Levi we're afraid of both? So the Gemara gives the answer. Sof, Levi Mikahave. What happens if you call up a second guy as a Kohen? People are going to think he's a Levi. People aren't going to think he's a Levi. What are they going to think? He's a Yisrael. What kind of pagam is that? Therefore, it's only a pagam of the first Kohen. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.